Well, greetings to all of our friends and co-laborers in the ministry. I hope you had a fantastic Resurrection Sunday and that God has given you much fruit for your labor. And today I want to talk to you about the subject of teamwork and follow-up. That's certainly a good subject after the Resurrection Sunday. And I was thinking as I read through the book of Acts about our Lord's ministry with his disciples. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach." And I think about getting ready for Easter Sunday and then all that we do. And then I think about all that we teach. And Jesus, in his teaching process, really focused on the 12 and on training and equipping them. And I just want to challenge you for a moment on the idea of engaging others with you in the gospel ministry. And I'd like to speak to you for a few minutes from some things that I wrote in my book, Guided by Grace. Chapter 10 speaks about harvesting the fruit. If you've never read Guided by Grace, it deals with servant leadership. It really established a lot of our philosophy of ministry, not only here locally, but as we shared that across the country. And in this chapter, in which we deal with laboring together and teamwork for follow-up, I talk about the importance of sharing responsibility and sharing in the ministry with others. And there are several things that I think are important when it comes to harvesting the fruit, when it comes to working together as a team. And I want to just share a few of those with you, and hopefully these will be a blessing and be an encouragement to you as you share in the work with those with whom you labor. First of all, when it comes to the idea of sharing with staff, with lay leaders in the church, remember to mentor them and to teach them before delegation. Really, that's what Jesus modeled. For 3.5 years of his ministry, he taught, he instructed, he used inductive questions, he walked with those disciples, and then he commissioned them. This morning, I spent some time out door knocking with one of our young men here in the ministry, a single man in our church, and we were just talking about soul winning and faithfulness and some of the things involved in the future of his life. And what a privilege to invest deeply and sincerely in the lives of others. And as you follow up on the Resurrection Sunday, make sure you're specifically telling others, here's a visit. Here's how it needs to be made, or take them with you even better and show them how it needs to be made. Give them clearly identifiable duties for each task. As you work with your staff team, as you work with your church family, make sure that the teachers know what's expected in the follow-up visits, in the reporting back to the church offices. What is it that you expect? And so mentor and teach along the way. Give clearly identifiable tasks. Thirdly, remember to verbalize confidence in your team. Let them know that you believe God's hand is on their life, not just your life, but that God's going to use them. Then let me say this, allow the team member some room to fail or make some mistakes along the way. Sometimes they're not going to make the visit just like you would. Sometimes they may say something that was not received as well by your guests from Resurrection Sunday. And just sit down with them and praise them for the fact that they had the zeal to make the visit, they had the heart to encourage others, and then maybe show them how they can do a little better next time. Use the one-minute manager, the praise, the reprimand, and then the goal setting along the way. Let me say this, set some predetermined checkpoints for evaluation with your team. If it's in the area of follow-up visits from Easter, you ought to be looking at those visits by next Saturday morning, making sure that all of your visitors have been written, they've been contacted, and that you will go back on Saturday and touch base with those who were not contacted during the week. Set a few predetermined checkpoints in your schedule right now so that you can glean the fruit and not waste all of the things God has done on Resurrection Sunday. And then let me say, if you're dealing with paid staff and they are resistant of this matter of coming back with accountability and so forth, sit down with them and let them know that This is a part of the responsibility of being on a staff and being accountable to that process. And I believe that they'll respond well as you share that with them. And so I trust that you will remember to do and to teach, just like our Lord Jesus Christ, using some great teamwork in training others and involving others in the follow-up ministry of your church. Have a great week.